Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Listening and tuning in to this Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live. In the studio is myself, the captain,
Eagles Mountaineer,
and Mark Edge.
Ian Freeman has the night off. The telephone number is 603-283-6160, but if you're trying to call, you're probably getting a busy signal because right now the phones are packed. So if you're on hold listening right now, please just stay on hold. We'll try and get to everybody. If you are trying to call and get on and you're getting the busy signal, please just continue to try. Eventually, we hope you will get through and we'll get to your calls as well. Before we go on, I need to just mention that apparently Free Talk Live has a TikTok. I don't know for how long it'll stay there. Generally, when Free Talk Live starts, you know, generating content on a new platform, why we tend to get flagged and, you know, taken offline. And
generate a little bit of controversy.
Well, from what I've heard, TikTok is not as stringent in its censorship.
So if
that's because the Chinese are doing experiments on us to see how things go.
If you're into the TikTok, I don't even know how to find TikTok, much less our Free Talk Live channel, but if you're into that, feel free to go and search
that. I'm pretty sure you go to the App Store or the Play Store.
I'm pretty sure you download the TikTok app and then search Free Talk Live and it'll get you.
That sounds right, yeah.
But I do not generate TikTok content myself personally.
Yeah, I'm betting that they downgrade us because we actually educate people, but only for Americans. You know, there's two different TikToks.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, yeah. So if you sign in from beyond the Great Firewall of China, they will suggest things that are educational and edifying and helpful. And if you don't, then they will suggest dancing.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts since the phones are packed. Let's start with, we've got Sean calling from North Carolina. Sean, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how are you guys tonight?
We're good. What's on your mind?
I want to talk about Joy. She kind of missed the nail when she was trying to hit it when she said that most mass shooters are young men. That is correct. But she missed the other two key indicators that are really big and seldom reported.
What are they?
One is that they're on medication, and two, they are previously known to law enforcement in some sort of manner.
And it's a specific kind of medication, too, right? It's mental health medication.
Psychiatric medication, correct. Right. And those two big things are seldom reported. It's always a young, usually white male that does these things. And usually they got they've been getting their guns legally because the police and the courts are dropping the ball. And not that I'm saying that felons shouldn't carry guns, but they should have a felony record. And they don't because they're dropping the charges.
The other thing that I think is very overlooked here is oftentimes people will bring up, well, where do these kids learn this from? Well, let's see. The government of the United States of America, how do they get their way when they want their way somewhere around the world? They bomb people. They drop bombs and start murdering people. So I wonder where these children are learning this behavior from.
Yep. And Joy said she mentioned she was 66 years old. I'm a little bit younger, not by much. But when I grew up in the 60s and 70s and the early 80s, there were kids in high school that would go hunting and show up at school with their kills in their pickup truck and their guns in their pickup truck.
Yeah.
And there were no mass shootings.
Yeah, weird, huh?
It's not the tool.
Some schools had shooting ranges.
Yes.
They had shooting clubs.
Absolutely.
People would bring their rifles to school.
I have a yearbook from my college from the year of birth back in 1963. They had a shooting club, a skeet club, right there.
Sean,
in the high schools.
Excellent points. Great call. Thank you so much. Moving right along, let's go to, we've got Jason Henza calling from Mexico. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I was just calling to comment on what Joyce was talking about. It definitely should be every peaceful society goal to disarm themselves voluntarily. Now, when you use coercion with a corrupt government, now you've got a whole other ballgame where you're creating this really toxic situation where nobody trusts each other, a lot of violence breaks out, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And I live in a country where there's a lot of corruption, really strict gun laws, and I was shot here 3 times.
Right.
And there was no way of defending the property that we were on against what we were up against. We just didn't have the arms to do it. So these young men just felt the need, like it was totally fine just to come up and shoot us when, you know, the opportunity presented itself. And then you got the occasional gangs running around the neighborhoods, extorting businesses and stuff like that, because a lot of these people, they either can't afford guns or they can't legally own them. So it creates kind of a problem where you have gangs running wild and the government isn't even strong enough to protect its citizens from these gangs.
Yeah, I think that it's true in the United States, too, is where they have the most strict gun laws. They have a great deal of crime. Now, I don't know that there's necessarily
gun crime specifically.
Yeah, gun crime. I mean, it's like the gun laws aren't working.
Not only are they not working, but they seem to exacerbate the situation.
And I don't know, you know, I don't have a solution for how to make the government more efficient. I know that if you want more efficiency in government, you need to have competition, because that's how that works in everything else. If you want better cell phones, you need more cell phone manufacturers. You want better cars, you need more car manufacturers. You want better service from your pest control company? You need more pest control companies. So, if you want better service from your government, you need to be able to unsubscribe from one government and subscribe to another one.
Yeah,
that would be the best way.
Yeah, you said it's a different matter when you have corruption from your coercive government. And it's like, okay, compared to what? As far as I know, there has never been an uncorrupt government for the exact reason that you don't have competition. And they are, by definition, coercive.
Jason?
Very true. They are an extremely coercive government. I just, I don't want to live under that kind of jurisdiction, personally, but that's the way it is. Going on, to what the previous caller just called about was the young men, typically white young men who go on these mass shootings.
Yeah.
If we notice, we don't gather together as men anymore. Like, these men don't see how we age and how to identify with each other. They just feel like lost. They're like a lost generation once they hit about 18. 17 to 25 years old, where they're just going nuts. The whole society's pulling apart and telling them that they're evil. And how the heck are they supposed to, you know, look at themselves in the mirror without going crazy?
Well, I think that if you look at mass shootings and you're scared of mass shootings, you don't understand gun crime and you don't understand demographics, right? Like, white men do most, young white men do most mass shootings. Now, I don't know if this is true. I have not checked this, and I don't like the idea that it's coming out of my mouth because I haven't checked it. But nonetheless, were that the case, and it may very well be, so what? The amount of people that die in the United States by mass shootings pales in comparison to the amount of people who die for a whole variety of other reasons, or from violent crime, or from, you know what? Hammers kill more people in the United States than AR-15s do.
Yep.
So if you outlaw AR-15s, what are you going to do about the hammer deaths?
Yeah, well, we've got to outlaw the hammers.
Yeah, as Captain has frequently pointed out, the decision to do harm comes long before the decision of which tool to do harm.
Yeah, weapon selection is always secondary to the choice to kill. So no matter what you outlaw tanks, all right, somebody's going to find, you know, some other way, right? Oh, guns, okay, those are rid of. Oh, outlaw guns, okay, well, let's go with knives. Oh, nope, knives are outlawed, okay, let's go hammers.
They,
nope.
They tried with knives in England.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now the chef knives don't have the pointy tip.
Yeah. Now they have mass stabbings.
Yeah, you know what it makes me think of, like, okay, let's say that we as a society wanted to stop people from going to Las Vegas, and we found out, oh, most of the people going to Las Vegas drive a red Corvette to get there. Okay, so we'll make red Corvettes illegal. Okay, well, now it's black Corvettes. Oh, we better make black Corvettes illegal, and so on and so forth until people are, that's not going to work.
Right, and it doesn't, and we've seen it. It's been proven here in the United States just by the cities that we've mentioned, New York, Chicago, for example.
And I think it's, and Joy mentioned rights, and I think it's worth bringing up rights for a second here. Until we get rid of the Second Amendment, legally through the system that governs, then to advocate for the government getting rid of weapons makes no sense to me. The highest law in the land says the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Jason, thank you for the call. I appreciate
it. Take it away from young men. They're the ones that should know properly.
Shall not be infringed. Mentally ill? Shall not be infringed.
If the government wants guns to go away, they should set the example and start by governing without them themselves. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
welcome back. Thank you for listening to Free Talk Live. If you aren't familiar with us, find out all about us over at freetalklive.com. Whole bunch of stuff there, whole bunch of features, whole bunch of downloads, etc. and so on, going on for you, the listener. All free. We don't, you know, there's. You can join our AMPS program if you like. That's advertise, market, promote, and support over at amps.freetalklive.com. If you want to contribute and help get this show onto more radio stations. We're on something like 200 radio stations now. We could be on more. We could be on 300, 400. It's all up to you. And, in fact, we should say thank you to Justin O'Donnell, who is tonight's amplifier. He is a silver-level amplifier, which means he gives $5 a month. That's all we ask for. You can give more. There's different levels. Again, visit amps.freetalklive.com. Thank you again, Justin O'Donnell. I want to say we have gotten to zero of the show prep tonight that we all brought in. We all have multiple things, and we're probably not going to get to much of it, if any. However, that is one of the reasons that Peakless Mountaineer and I and Nobody, or co-host named Nobody, have created this thing called Beard Talk Live on Saturday nights. We're going to be doing episode number 17 tonight. And it's specifically because we were always overprepped, and we found that we weren't getting to the material, and so we thought we needed more time, and so we created, we'll call it the after show on Saturday nights of Free Talk Live. It's an extension. You can still call in to 603-283-6160. It is internet only, though, so you're not going to hear it on your radio stations. You have to go to watch.freetalklive.com to catch it live. That's the only place we're broadcasting it. But it's called Beard Talk Live because, well, Peakless has a beard. I have
but
a
it
beard.
Is available in the podcast feed.
It is available in the podcast feed.
And it's wildly popular on the podcast feed.
Shockingly so. I'm, like, pleasantly surprised at the number of listeners, downloads, etc., that have gone on. So we'll be doing that again tonight, about a half hour after the show is done. So the show ends at 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll start Beard Talk Live at about 10:30 over at watch.freetalklive.com. It is uncensored, too, so here on the radio, we can't say certain words or use certain descriptions, that type of thing. The late show, if you will, the Beard Talk Live, is completely uncensored. It's internet only, so we can say whatever the heck we want.
And we do.
And we do. So
I'll be on tonight.
And Mark will be joining us as well. So.
I didn't shave today just for this purpose.
Well, we've got a guest beard type thing that will, you know, staple to your chin or something.
Don't tell him we're planning on stapling. He'll see it coming.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Let's first go to Ellen, who's calling from Australia. Ellen, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, g'day. I can't believe I actually got through. First time caller. I've been listening for ages. I just wanted to bring up the lovely lady who rang up before, with her points about firearms and all that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Being from a sort of semi-communist country that is Australia right now, our firearm ownership is a privilege. It's not a right. However, if you get done and get charged and get put away, we don't actually call it felonies in Australia. You have the chance to actually put in for a firearms license after you get out, and it's determined if you're allowed to get it. It's not a blanket ban.
Oh, interesting.
So if you don't get done for a white collar crime, you would have all sorts of chance after 5 years of getting a license back.
And this license would be for hunting or perhaps target shooting or something like that.
Yes,
you can't own a gun to protect yourself.
No, we don't have the castle law in Australia. However, we have to have a reasonable reason for us to have firearms ownership.
Okay.
And do you know a lot of people who have firearms, or is it common or uncommon?
It is fairly common. I am a firearms owner. I am also in the Australian Defence Force, so don't hold that against me. it is common, but we don't advertise it. We can't carry around what we have. We have to have them locked up in our safes. We can't do it. And when we have them in the car, we can't have them out. Like, we have to have the pop out, for example, locked up. We have to have a trigger lock and all that sort of stuff.
Are they ever used to prevent crime? Because that happens all the time here in the United States. And it's so often that it doesn't even make the news. No?
No.
Okay.
No.
Are they used to commit crimes?
And, yes, illegal ones are.
Yeah. That's the problem with making firearms illegal is that then the criminals who don't care about the consequences of breaking the law are willing to use them, whereas law-abiders who do care about the consequences aren't prepared.
Yeah, and the statistics reliably show that significantly more crimes are prevented with guns in America than are caused with guns in America.
That's true.
Yeah, so another thing, too, I just put my two cents worth in here. Mm-hmm. If someone has the intent, they will always find the means to do it. And so banning a piece of metal that happens to have something, a projectile in it, will not stop these type of things from happening. So a mum in Northern Australia killed 12 of her own children and one of her nieces with a knife.
Yep.
Yep. If they have the intent, they will find the ways to do it.
Hey, thank you for the call, Ellen.
Hold on. So when you started this, you sort of pointed out that you are calling from a largely communist country at this point. Now, would you say that has been...
Pseudo-communist.
Yeah, pseudo-communist. Now, I know I heard a lot of the stories about how awful the lockdowns were during the propagandemic, as I call it. now, do you consider that to be partially caused by the inaccessibility of firearms in terms of holding your government accountable?
I have to be really careful what I say.
I don't blame you.
No, I think that we are beyond that point now. I think Australia as a whole, the people in Australia as a whole, we're beyond that. I think we follow blindlessly until a certain point, and then we get sick of jack of it, and then we protest. So, this is a classic example. So Victoria, which is behind China, was the one state in Australia in the world that had the most lockdowns and for the longest time, behind China.
Right.
They re-elected the premier of that state, which is governor, equivalent to the governor. They re-elected him again for another term, and he was in charge during that period. So that's how blindless people are here. And it's programs like you that I found, and then because I have friends in the US that are libertarians as well, that have really opened up my mind, and I'm starting to educate a lot more people. So thank you very much for that.
Thank you for the call, Ellen, and we appreciate you. We'd love to have more folks like you down under, as they say.
Making calls. By the way, I just looked it up. It's 1:30 in the afternoon on Sunday there in Australia.
Oh, so it's a midday show.
We're doing the middays in Australia.
I think it just goes to show politics being downstream of culture in this case, where they have changed the culture to where they are obedient, and both of these are effects of that change.
Yeah, she made a nice point about the decision to kill comes before the weapons selection choice as well, furthering the point. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA Radio News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Kremlin forces have turned the city of Bakhmut in the eastern part of his country into ruins. Russian President Vladimir Putin has been focused on the four provinces in Ukraine that he has claimed to have annexed into the Russian Federation. Charges have been dismissed against former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder in relation to the Flint water case the eighth person to have a case thrown out in the scandal after a unanimous opinion from that state's Supreme Court over the summer. Carrie Lake is challenging her defeat in the Arizona gubernatorial election. The Republican lost by less than a percent to Katie Hobbs, the state's Democratic Secretary of State. The margin of votes between Lake and Hobbs is outside of the count needed to trigger an automatic recount. Work pants pulled from a sunken trunk at an 1857 shipwreck off the coast of North Carolina sold at auction for $114,000. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Welcome back. It is the Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live. I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me tonight,
Peakless Mountaineer
and Mark Edge.
Ian Freeman has the night off. We've been talking a lot.
I do hear it. The newsroom ask.
It does. It does that sound?
Before we go on, we have more of your calls to get to. I teased this article, so we should mention it. This is from Smithsonian.org. A spoonful of sugar helps the radioactive oatmeal go down. When MIT and Quaker Oats paired up to conduct experiments on unsuspecting young boys. I'll get a couple of paragraphs out here quickly, and then we'll go back to your calls and thoughts. When Fred Boyce and dozens of other boys joined Science Club at Ferndale State School in 1949, it was more about the perks than the science. Club members scored tickets to Boston Red Sox games, trips off the school grounds, gifts like Mickey Mouse watches, and lots of free breakfasts. But Fernald wasn't an ordinary school, and the free breakfasts from the Science Club weren't your average bowl of cereal. The boys were being fed Quaker oatmeal laced with radioactive tracers. The Fernald State School, originally called the Massachusetts School for the Feeble-Minded, housed mentally disabled children along with those who had been abandoned by their parents. Conditions at the school were often brutal. Staff deprived boys of meals, forced them to do manual labor, and abused them. Boyce, who lived there after being abandoned by his family, was eager to join the science club. He hoped the scientists, in their positions of authority, might see the mistreatment and put an end to it. We didn't know anything at the time, Boyce said of the experiments. We just thought we were special. Learning the truth about the club felt like a deep betrayal. The boys didn't find out the whole story about their contaminated cereal for another 4 decades. During a stretch between the late 40s and early 50s, Robert Harris, a professor of nutrition at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, led 3 different experiments involving 74 Fernald boys aged 10 to 17. As part of the study, the boys were fed oatmeal and milk laced with radioactive iron and calcium. In another experiment, scientists directly injected the boys with radioactive calcium. We could talk more about this. We teased it in hour number one and hour number two. I wanted to at least mention, I had no idea. I have not heard this story. I thought I heard all the stories of government doing all sorts of horrendous and heinous things to unsuspecting children, like Tuskegee experiment comes to mind, stuff like that. We talk about that kind of stuff all the time. I had not heard about these, you know, special boys being fed radioactive breakfast.
I'd like to point out that Quaker Oats has at no time in its existence ever been affiliated with the Religious Society of Free Friends.
Oh.
And I'd like to point out that for every story that you hear about what awful things the government has done, there's at least 10 stories you didn't hear.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah, as a matter of fact, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Crichton calling from Kentucky. Crichton, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, listening to that article you just read just depresses me.
Yeah, right?
Hearing... That was new one on me, too, and I thought I was pretty educated on the misadventures of government. But I wanted to call in and talk about, you know, the topic that's been running is guns.
Okay.
I grew up in a gun-free home.
Okay.
And when I went in the military and came out, you know, my family was like, you're a gun nut now. You know, I buy guns, and I had guns. I still have guns. And I bought my oldest daughter her first rifle at 12, and her brother, her little brother, younger brother, also a rifle at 12.
Mm-hmm.
And I took them to Project Appleseed, which is a
do they still have that?
Yes, okay. It's still a thing.
Gun training course.
The civilian marksmanship program sponsored by the United States government itself, and it's mostly voluntary, and they teach you an enormous amount of history. It's meant for children, and they do a wonderful job teaching history regarding the Revolutionary War and events surrounding the Revolutionary War. And they also taught my children how to shoot better than I can, and I learned in the Marine Corps. And my daughter grew up, and then when she was 19, she became a camp counselor at a kids' summer camp down south.
Mm-hmm.
And she was the only female range safety officer while she was there, so the entire time she was there. And today I don't have to worry about my children. You know, the idea that, you know, that parents worry about their daughters as they venture out into the world, I don't have to worry about my daughter, because accosting my daughter would be a very dangerous thing.
Yeah, yeah. I would like to make an analogy here, too, because I grew up with a relative who was deathly afraid of cars. She would not get her driver's license. She would, you know, she would freeze up every time she would get into the driver's seat of a car, even if it was just to sit. She did not like riding in cars at all. You know, if she had to go somewhere, she was, you know, sort of skittish, and she'd be a bit of a backseat, side seat driver. You know, oh, slow down, speed up, or, you know, that kind of a thing. Now, if you take that and apply it to guns, right? It's just a thing. That's all it is, right? The way that she eventually overcame her fear of cars was by actually getting behind the wheel of a car on, like, some farmland on a big dirt, you know, unplowed, you know, in the rotation of a farm field, so, like, she didn't have to be afraid of, like, crashing into something or breaking too hard and that kind of a thing. One of the other relatives, you know, took her out and said, okay, you know, we're going to overcome this fear. And so, to me, anybody who says that they're deathly afraid of guns should immediately go to something like this. What was it called? Project Appleseed?
Project Appleseed.
Should go to something like this and at least familiarize themselves with the weaponry. You know, get one in your hand, unloaded, right? Learn about it, right? Because it'll take the fear away. Once you learn about the thing, the fear goes away.
And everybody that I've ever done, ever seen this happen to, really loves it. Because it's essentially, you know, punching holes in paper with firecrackers, right? Yeah. It's fun. I was recently in Prague, and I went with some Europeans, the vast majority of whom had never fired a weapon in their lives.
Wow.
And, you know, we went out and we put some holes in paper. And by the way, I did represent America well. I had some nice groupings. I fell short to the former tank commander, but I came in second.
Sure.
Nice. Yeah, so quick shout-out to the Rifle, Archery, Muzzleloader, and Shotgun program in the Boy Scouts and Affiliated. They were certainly helpful to my upbringing. And so a car is a very dangerous and powerful piece of equipment.
Yeah.
And in many countries, ordinary citizens do not use them.
Right. We hear about things in the news like, you know, some guy driving a van plowed into a crowd. Right, but we don't hear people calling to outlaw cars and vans because of that, right?
We do not.
Some will.
Yeah. Hey, Crichton, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 603-283-6160 is the number if you want to join us. Let's go to Major Payne calling from Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey. Yeah, Mark, I totally agree with you. Gun control is hit your target. One shot, one kill. That's merciful.
So I, since we're going to talk about it real quick, Major Payne, I got to fire this MP5 platform thing called a Scorpio.
Ooh.
It's got the red dot, but not the kind that like shines on the wall, but the red dot where you sort of look through the scope and you see the dot on the thing you want to shoot.
Yeah.
And anybody can pick that up and be a marksman.
Yeah.
At it was about, you know, call it 20 meters.
Yeah.
My God, that thing was just easy to shoot.
I got to shoot one of those that you're talking about, the red dots. Some folks here in New Hampshire have a range on their property, and I was invited to that, and somebody had one of these. I was like, here, try this out. And I'm like, wow, this is incredibly easy to learn.
Before there was any light optics at all, Leopold pistol, a thick bottom post, and a short crosshair that was very thin. Hey, and it was
Major, I know you have more to say. Do you want to hang on?
Yes.
All right, stand by. We'll bring the Major back. 603-283-6160. More of your calls and thoughts. We've got time to get you in. If you call now, the final segment of Free Talk Live is next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. wallofire.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Final segments of tonight's edition of Free Talk Live. Moments remain. We've got some calls on hold. We'll get to those momentarily. If you missed out on any of tonight's program, go visit freetalklive.com, where you can explore the archives, hear all of our back catalog of, well, I mean, going back decades even, of all of the shows. But we also have, in about 45 minutes or so at 10:30 p.m. Eastern, Beard Talk Live. That is the continuation, a fork, if you will, of Free Talk Live, where we do an internet-only stream over at watch.freetalklive.com. It is uncensored, so you have to go there to watch and or listen. If you missed the live program, that's fine. We will, of course, release it in RSS on our feeds and on, you know, all of the places in our archives, that kind of thing. So if you're a listener that way, you're welcome to do so. But if you want to join the live program, it is call in and it is uncensored. That'll be 10:30 p.m. tonight. Beard Talk Live. Don't miss it. I talked briefly about this article from the Smithsonian about these children who were fed radioactive oatmeal in their special school for some period of time, without anybody's permission, of course, not their parents or anything like that. The government was indeed involved. So was Quaker Oats and that kind of a thing. So I've posted that up to all of our social medias. So if you're over on what do we broadcast on? Telegram, on, what's the other one?
Matrix.
Matrix, yeah, the Element, Twitter, stuff like that. You can find that story there. It is a horrifying story, and I apologize that we did none of it any justice here tonight on this show. Peekless, you wanted to mention something about the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, they're having a meeting this week, and the market thinks that they're going to increase rates by a lower amount than they have been, and I think that the market is going to be sorely disappointed and have quite a downturn when it happens. So
you're making a prediction.
That is my prediction.
So tell me, what is the prediction?
So my prediction is that the market is currently pricing that they'll have a half a point increase instead of three quarters like they've been doing. I think they're going to do another three-quarter point increase, and the market is going to flip out for a minute when they do.
Okay.
All right. Let's go back to Major Payne. Major, you're back on Free Talk Live. What were you calling about?
Good God, I hate it when the market flips. Make well, let's see, gun control, right? That's where we were.
Yeah,
that is where we were.
By what?
I've always been a harvester. I don't believe in letting a critter suffer.
Okay.
Right? But we all have to, we are the dominant species of the planet we were put upon. Right? They have reduced me through their legal BS to hunting in Michigan with a club. That's what they classify a black powder gun as.
A club?
One shot. One kill.
Wow.
That's all you got. I can throw a round ball.
What about, can you like throw hatchets or bow and arrow or crossbow?
Dude, man, I haven't practiced for years, but when I was a young warthog, I could stick, I don't know what you know, if you know the difference between a full blade axe and a camp axe.
Sure.
Camp
sure.
axe is about a 3/4 handle.
Yeah.
I could stick a camp axe from 35 feet.
Nice.
Soundly
yeah, unwieldy, yeah.
Stand upon it and get to the limb of the tree.
All right. Hey, Major, thanks for the call, and feel free to call back on Beard Talk Live if you're so inclined. The old warthog himself, Major Payne from Michigan. Moving right along, let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. Yeah. So I just want to report that we have a high flu activity here in New Mexico,
mm-hmm.
more so than the average year. So the average is like 3% of the population, and this year we have 14%.
14%?
So, yeah, 14% of the flu people have flu symptoms, and so I made sure I got my flu shot first week of October. But, I'm very grateful that many people are wearing masks in public places, indoor places, voluntarily. They're doing it, so I'm very appreciative of that.
You know that masks don't reduce the spread of anything, right?
I believe that it does. I believe that it really does help a little bit.
Why do you believe that? Have you read something that tells you that? Because everything I've read tells me that it doesn't.
Well, according to my belief, that I think that it does,
I'm not talking about beliefs here. I'm talking about facts and evidence. Like facts and evidence say that the masks really don't do anything.
So what I would say to that is the flu isn't an airborne virus. It comes from, contact with something that's come from your mouth, right? So having a mask on for some people means they're touching their face a lot more, which could mean that they're more likely to spread the illness farther and wider. The masks were, if they made sense, they made sense for COVID-19, not for the flu.
So I'd like to point out that they are perfect breeding grounds for bacteria, and bacteria reduces your body's ability to fend off viruses because it's too busy fighting bacteria. And it is a perfect transmission device for all manner of nasty bugs by both touching your mask and then touching something else, or just aerosolizing whatever you happen to cough into your mask.
Sarah, thanks for the call. Moving right along, let's go to Jerome in South Carolina.
Hey, when it comes to medical advice about COVID and cold, I'm not listening to you guys.
Okay.
what I wanted to talk about was this University of Kentucky story that came out this week and how the media is just constantly trying to bury this thing. This is one of the most disturbing stories.
What's the headline, Jerome?
Excuse me. This girl, she was a college student. She was just berated with racial epithets and racial remarks by a white female college student at the University of Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
And the only time I heard about it was one time this week, because all the other major news networks are trying all they can to bury this story. And she took
the story is pretty widely reported here. Once you said it, now I hadn't heard about it, but I mean it's all over the place. But okay, so somebody gets called racial epithets. Should that be national news, and for how long?
Look, after what I saw, it should be national headlines.
Okay.
You're in college. You're not there to like hear stuff like that. You're there to get an education. Why is she saying all this stuff to this girl? Huh? Why was she saying
sounds
that?
Like a Sounds like a person that has...
What did that girl do
to her? It's hard to say, but it sounds like she was really having a bad day if she was taking this out on somebody else.
She was drunk, but you know what?
Okay.
I go back to the old saying I heard, what's in your heart will eventually come out of your mouth, okay? That's what I believe.
That's true.
She's been holding on. That's how she talked like that around her friends and family, and she just couldn't hold it in any longer, okay? And that was just disgraceful the way she treated that other girl.
There are people that use racial epithets widely, and I find it it makes me very uncomfortable, and I will usually tell them about it when I hear it.
Agreed.
You know, I was like at a restaurant the other day, and I was sitting on the bench across the street from the restaurant, and there was these people playing this music, this rap music, and it was just filthy, disgusting, disgraceful. I said, how can you degrade your culture like that? Why would you spend money on stuff? I wouldn't even listen to stuff like that. I would never put money in nothing like that. It's just disgraceful, man. People take freedom of speech way too far.
Yeah, that's
way too far, okay?
I'm reading the article here. It says she used a racial slur. Well, I'm going to just jump to a conclusion here. Over 200 times in about 10 minutes. And
wow.
That does sound like a rap concert to me. And
it does.
And I'm funny, well, no, I made a joke. I said it sounds like a rap concert to me.
That's not, look, I wouldn't go near I would go near a rap concert.
I know you wouldn't, Jerome, and I'm with you. I'm with you 100%. I'm from the Bill Cosby's, leg
no,
of this.
Don't say Bill Cosby.
I know you're not
Please
supposed
God,
to.
Don't say Bill Cosby.
But I'm just saying,
Please.
Bill had Please. Opinions on this that we shouldn't use that word, right? Oprah has opinions.
Bill
we shouldn't use that word.
Bill Cosby is the biggest damn hypocrite you'll probably ever see.
Fair.
I'm sure there are others, but he's a disgrace, man. He's going around talking to people all kind of way, and look what he's got in his past, huh? How can he talk about anybody? He's just as bad as the people he tries to criticize.
I love how Jerome gets outraged about everything.
He's perpetual outrage.
Dime on rap music. I don't even look at this.
Hey, Jerome, thanks for the call. It's certainly very disgraceful, and it's very sad. I don't know if it's that newsworthy, but, I mean, I am a free speech absolutist at the same time.
We are out of time. Thank you to all of our callers. Thank you to Mark of Pecos Mountaineer for joining me tonight. In about a half hour, we'll be kicking things off with the Uncensored Beard Talk Live over at watch.freetalklive.com. Thanks and peace.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.